This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. How would life change if instead of paying the bulk of your transportation taxes at the gas pump, you paid a small fee for every mile you drive? Would you move closer to work? Would you buy a bus pass? Well, the state's gas tax is not bringing in enough cash to pay for road repair. So the State Transportation Commission wants to give pay by mile a shot. Mark Hallenbeck directs the University of Washington's Transportation Center. Mark, we've talked often on the show about how the gas tax just isn't bringing in enough money, partly because cars are more efficient. And pay by mile is one of the alternatives to the gas tax. When you think of all of the promising alternatives, where do you put pay by mile?
As a general replacement for the gas tax, it's a good replacement in that it covers use, which is a good thing, right? The more you use, the more you pay. That hooks the financing of the system to the users. The more you use, the more you pay. That's a good thing. The difficulty with it is that typically it doesn't pay well for the mega projects, things that are unusual. So it may not solve all of those problems that, how are we going to replace or repair I-5? How do you pay for the tunnel? How do you pay for the bridge? You know, those massive projects don't fit well in the who pays, who gains outcome. But for the general replacement to the gas tax, pay by mile is a good idea.
Why couldn't pay by mile include the big mega projects? You just increase the rate of pay by mile to cover the big project.
So there's a lot of variation in what pay by mile means. So if I want to charge you more for driving in Seattle because the costs are higher because I-5 in Seattle is more difficult to build and maintain, now I have to know where you are in order to be able to do that. So to know where you are, I have to put some kind of location system in your vehicle. And now I have to track that car so that miles driven in Seattle are 3 cents a mile and miles driven in Eastern Washington are 1 cent a mile. And that's good from a price per cost, right? But now I have to track you. And so that creates privacy issues and complications.
I'm with University of Washington's Transportation Center Director Mark Hallenbeck, and we're talking about a pay-per-mile alternative to the gas tax. So has pay-per-mile been tried out in other places? And if so, how has it worked?
It has been tried out in other places, and for the most part, it's worked. It's tended to be aimed at very specific things. So like the most famous version happens to be how the Germans pay for truck tolls, and that the Germans actually built an entire cell phone system where essentially if you're a trucker and you're driving through Germany, the primary way you pay for the miles you drive are you have a cell phone device in your vehicle that tracks where you are and you pay per usage. So that, once they got it rolling, has been reasonably successful.
I'm wondering about the social impact of a pay per mile way of paying for roads. The skyrocketing cost of housing in Seattle has pushed a lot of people out of town. If they're going to have to pay more to drive into the city to their work, is this placing a bigger burden on people who already can't afford to live here or kind of forced to come from far away?
So the simple answer is it doesn't change anything, right? Right now you're paying per mile in a gas tax, and if you're driving an old beater car that gets, 10 miles to the gallon, you're paying way more in gas tax than you would be paying here. On the other hand, if you're driving a Nissan Leaf and you don't pay any gas, well, yeah, now you're going to pay more. But simply switching from gas tax to a per mile tax, it's basically a wash from a social equity perspective.
What kind of changes in behavior do you think would happen if we saw ourselves being charged for every mile we drove?
A lot of it goes back to how you see it. If you get this charge once a year when you re-register your vehicle, it won't change your behavior at all. Right? For that week, you will care. A great example is your cell phone bill. Most of you pay a monthly fee and then don't think about using your phone. When they first rolled out cell phones, it was all pay per minute. And people wouldn't lend you their phone. There was no way they were going to do that, right? Because they're really conscious of, ooh, that charge, you're going to make a call, it's going to charge cost me a buck, right? And so they were really uptight about that. Once you go to the monthly plan, you blow it all off. So if you choose to lump these things and pay a monthly cost and don't worry about it, it won't change your behavior at all. If you choose a payment mechanism that highlights those costs every time you get in your car, you'll probably drive your car less.
Now, there's one thing about the vehicle mile tax that might be considered unfair. If I'm driving my little light Fit on the road and you're driving your big honker F-150, arguably, every mile I travel is not having as much of an impact as your big old truck is. How do you deal with that?
Well, the hilarious thing about that is between the Fit and your honking SUV, your costs are exactly the same as far as the roadway is concerned. You actually use up the same amount of road space. You cause the same amount of damage, which unless you have studded tires on your car, then it's essentially nothing.
Even though my car is light and your truck is heavy, it doesn't make any difference.
We'll do the fancy academic mathematics. It's a fourth power equation. Basically, take the axle, divide by 18,000 pounds into the fourth power.
Right. I'll take your word for it.
That's right.
I'll take your word for it.
A truck, it's a heavy truck. That matters. But the difference between a Honda Fit and an F-150, nothing.
Washington's gas tax is not enough to pay for repairing roads. There are hundreds of millions of dollars in backlogged repairs to those roads. And we're talking about one method to get out from under that with Mark Hallenbeck from the University of Washington's Transportation Center. It's the idea of paying for every mile that you drive. Now, there's a lot of criticism that's been levied against Washington tax system for being regressive. If you don't make a lot, you're paying a bigger percentage of your income in taxes. When it comes down to taxing its citizens, how does Washington State define what's fair?
A lot of it comes to your definition of what is fair. Is paying for what you use fair, or is fair function of your income? I mean, if you're Norway and you get a speeding ticket, the value of your ticket is based on your income. Now, is that fair or not fair? In the Norwegian version, it's fair. And in the Americans, we would kind of look at that and say, well, that's not fair. We're not treating everybody equally. In that same fairness, I mean, if you're Eastern Washington right now, it's fair that Western Washington should pay more if they're getting all these expensive mega projects. You know, on the other hand, you're Western Washington, you look and say, well, why are we paying for all these roads in Eastern Washington? So if you're willing to act intelligently as a group and share, then that's good. On the other hand, the economic side of it is if you pay for what you use and the costs you generate, that leads to way more intelligent behavior.
Mark Hallenbeck directs the University of Washington's Transportation Center. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.